96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. That's Craig Barnwell, CB Financial.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us here on this Tuesday morning. Sunshine, 36 degrees on our way to 65, and we're very pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning by incoming USD 252 Southern Lyon County Superintendent Ryan Mulig. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm excited to head south from where I live right now.
So you are in Colby, we assume, then, huh?
Yes, I am way out in Colby.
Way out is the proper terminology there, too. Way out there.
Yeah, about 4.5 hours away, no doubt.
So you are the principal at Colby High School right now, correct?
That is correct. I've been for a couple years. A
couple of years now. Well, first of all, congratulations on the appointment, Ryan. What was your reaction when you were offered the position?
You know, in visiting with a couple of the board members and Dr. Augerbright, I was just blessed and honored as much as anything. Glad to be so blessed and honored to get back around family and end up in a fantastic district of Southern Lyon County.
Well, let's talk about your history a little bit, Ryan. You do have, you're from around this area, is that correct?
I grew up in County Grove.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, so not too far.
Yeah, indeed. And, well, let's talk about your educational career, your pathway to get you to where you're at today.
Yeah, like many kids from County Grove, Emporia is the place to go. So had 4 great years at Emporia State, spent my time there, and when I graduated, got my first little job down in Augusta and spent about 20 years in Augusta as a teacher, then an administrator there before heading out west.
20 years in Augusta, huh? That's a
yeah.
Long stint there.
Yeah, it was, about the time my daughter graduated, I needed something new myself, so I found a different position.
And right now, the principal at Colby High School, what, 2 years in, you said, Ryan?
Right, 2 years here, 2 years here at Colby.
So, did you like when the announcement from Dr. Augerbright came up that he was retiring? Were you contacted about the position? Did you find out about it? Was this something that really attracted you?
Well, I was online looking because I just wanted to be closer to family. So I basically put a dot on my family and drew a circle about an hour around them, and that's what I was going to look at. And as soon as Southern Lyon County popped up, everyone knows it's a fantastic district. That was one that I definitely contacted KSB right away and told them I was interested.
Well, Ryan, one of the things I was curious about here is where do you see some of the biggest differences between where you're at now and then coming back here to, our listening area, specifically to Southern Lyon County? What do you think will be some of the biggest changes that you'll experience as you take over the superintendent role?
Well, probably taking over the superintendent role, one of the biggest things that, for myself, not being a superintendent before, it's going to be drinking from a fire hose for a little while, obviously. Learning that position is going to be, I'm excited about the new learning that's going to take place, but that's really going to be probably my biggest change. As far as similarities, Colby is a tight-knit, wonderful, smaller town where there's great, there's just great support in every area. And I don't see that changing in going to Southern Lyon County. But like I said before, just me learning the superintendent role, not that I haven't been an administrator for many years, but it's just going to be a different avenue for me.
In talking with Ryan Muehling, the incoming superintendent, USD 252 will begin his position July the 1st, taking over for the retiring Mike Hargabright here in just a couple of months. Well, you mentioned, Ryan, this will be your first stint as a superintendent. What's you've been in the administrative positions, though, for many, many years. Any leadership philosophies you bring with you that probably will put in play? And you're coming into a district that you mentioned, it is a solid district, and they are award-laden both academically and athletically here at USD 252. But what about your leadership philosophies?
Well, you know, probably the number one thing that for student success, whether in the classroom or on a field or in an arena, on a stage, there's one thing that makes the biggest difference, and that's great teachers. So investing in, supporting, helping grow great teachers, that's just my leadership philosophy. You got to build those teams. You got to build connections. You got to build the trust with the people that are the very best, and those are the teachers, no doubt.
You know, Ron made a good point here, Ryan. Obviously, USD 252 has made headlines here in recent years, especially for its student and academic success and athletic success as well, but also several programs that they have going on. I think Honor Flight is one of those that's, you know, we talk about very frequently. How exciting is it to go to a district that has these opportunities and has these kinds of already well-established programs? And do you plan to use that to maybe build off of and maybe bring even more in during your tenure?
Well, I was in the Army Reserves area in Emporia for 6 years. So just the honor flight taking place, well, my gosh, just having some military background myself, that's just fantastic to be part of a district where students are involved, I mean, civically engaged to help others. You know, I can't just be so thankful for that. As far as growing what's going to be next, again, I'm all about building teams, those district leadership teams. Hey, where do we need to go next? What do we need to do? I know this community and the district is up for the next challenge.
And talking this morning with incoming USD 252 Southern Lyon County Superintendent Ryan Muehling. Ryan, do you have family?
Oh, I have a daughter that goes to Emporia State. She's a sophomore.
Okay.
So it's fantastic to be back close to her.
Stingers up right there.
Absolutely. And my parents and my mother and my sister's family are still in Council Grove. So 40, 45 minutes down the road, there we go.
Yeah, indeed.
So we sometimes talk about, obviously, people moving away from family and how difficult that can be. Seems like while it's going to be challenging, Ryan, you know, stepping into this leadership role, you're going to have plenty of support and backing here with your family already well-established in the local area.
Absolutely. And I also have some friends. Some of my dear friends from college are still right in the area. And even some of my friends from in the Army Reserves years and years ago, they're right in that area as well. So not only for family, but I also have some friends in the area still.
It's got to make the transition a little bit easier.
For sure. For sure.
Well, Ryan, you are, obviously, you've met Mike Hargabright and have heard of Mr. Hargabright.
Oh, my.
He's coming off, you know, the superintendent of the year, by the way. So any pressure filling these big shoes, Ryan?
Well, you know, I've visited with him several times already. What a fantastic guy. What a leader, what a just genuine good person. As he said, hey, there's nothing I wouldn't help you with. So that's another comforting that not only he would still be there to help me learn and grow, hopefully as I get to know him more, how lucky would I be that he would be one of my mentors.
Indeed. He is a great guy. Everything
absolutely.
You hear good about him is absolutely true. Well, Ryan, first, congratulations on the appointments. We can't wait to meet you when you get here. We are pretty much locked in with USD 252 and all area school districts around here and what we do. So you'll obviously be hearing a lot from us.
That's fantastic.
We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, I really appreciate it, and I'm excited to head your way.
All right, Ryan. Thanks. Have
thanks,
a good
Ryan.
Day.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, Ryan Mulek, who is the incoming USD 252 Southern Lyon County Superintendent, joining us on our Newsmaker 2 this morning.
That's right, and if you are wanting to get on our Newsmaker 2 program, again, we are pretty much full up for the week, just like our primetime newsmakers, but we do